The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And you are listening to Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio with Mark the Shark. Welcome, welcome, welcome throughout the world, throughout the wizards, throughout the universe, as you may be getting it outside this world. Talk about outside this world. I got to tell you, as you know, I broadcast from New York, live from New York. It's Bite of Reality. But this morning, we had an interesting idea. Now, I don't know if it's correct in MSNBC's reporting, but they are blaming the New York earthquake on Donald Trump, just as they have decided to blame him for everything since the 1812 war on Donald Trump. But there was a 4.8 magnitude earthquake in New York today, and it was interesting because about 20 seconds, maybe a little bit shorter than that, before the earthquake hit, the dog started going a little wild. He started going around, like heightened sense. It was very interesting that he knew before it hit that it was coming. Not that I knew what was going on. I just thought he was doing his happy dance. So 4.8, that's significant. It's not a 7. It's not a 6. But it's definitely something I think since the 1800s they were reporting that New York and New Jersey have not felt anything like that, which was interesting. But on the bright side, we're all still here and we're all still broadcasting. So unfortunately, New York did not sink to the bottom. And it would have to go really deep because of all the crap piled up in New York for it to be cleansed, but that's okay. You know, this week I talked again, and I always look at things from both sides, or at least I try to. You know, I saw in the media and I heard and I watched press conferences this week by Democrats. And I was decidedly, you know, listen, Israel, and I know that the top of the story here is Israel is its own nation. And we have to do, and we have to remember that it is its own nation. It's a sovereign nation. I know under Biden, America doesn't believe in sovereignty. And that's okay. Because we spend about $157 billion on protecting other countries' sovereignty, but not our own. So with that in mind, I wanted to know. The Democrats attacked Israel this week. And without using a brain cell that may still exist in the Democrats, they gave more ammunition to Hamas than Iran. Biden is the new public relations wing of the Hamas terrorist organization. We as Americans should be shocked, not surprised, but shocked. Shocked that it was done so overtly, because usually the Biden administration does things sneakily in the middle of the night, like flying illegal aliens into our country, flying 365,000 of them into the United States on a taxpayer dollar on private aircraft to 40 cities in the country. But I digress. Let me go back to what I was talking about. We must be the biggest bunch of complete idiots in the United States. Why would Biden back the terrorists of Hamas and give them any excuse for the massacre that they committed on October 7th, 2023 to Israel? I just am baffled by that state and that reversal of his policy. And listen, they've been doing this now for the last 3 years. If the narrative doesn't fit the reality, they change the reality. They don't report the reality. They report what they want you to know. And it's going on again. You know, you have morons like Jamal Bowman, that imbecile. He represents New York in Congress. I just don't understand. Every time I wonder how stupid New Yorkers are, well, all I have to do is look at Jamal Bowman. Okay? This is a guy who called a national leader of Israel a maniac. This pathetic piece of garbage who's in Congress right now, for him to say that is an outrage. And every Jew in America should remember that when you go to the voting booth. Okay, when you go to the voting booth, remember what he said. Don't listen to your ears or your eyes. Listen to what we tell you. Don't believe your lying eyes, right? So this is what he said. I just, when you get to this point of stupidity, you can't go any higher. But then you also have people like Cori Bush, AOC, Arnold Presley, Omar. They now join the ranks of the morons. Chuck Schmuck Schumer. Okay? So here's what. He calls a national government official of Israel a moron. Okay? He calls him, basically, there's no difference between him and Hamas. Okay. You know, to sit here and have to explain this to a guy who can't even figure out what a fire alarm is from a doorknob is just baffling to me. You guys really, you guys elected a guy who claims he can't tell the difference between a fire alarm, clearly marked that says fire alarm, big red box and you pull the handle, and a door opener. Okay, so that's the first part of this. I haven't heard one of these pieces of garbage stand up against the terrorist organization that literally, literally calls for the death of America and Israel. But we support Hamas now? Is that what we're doing here? Not America, but our government. I really have not heard one of these garbage idiots, one of these bobbleheads, join the ranks of Chuck Schumer like I've seen now. I mean, how do you become so dumb? Is it when they go to Washington that their brains fall apart? Is it the Havana syndrome where all their brains are melted? I don't know what it is. But people like Cori Bush, AOC, Bowman, Presley, Omar, they exist. They exist in America. And there are people that voted for them. And that's the sad part. You know, I believe America is in serious trouble. And if we don't change our track, we will become just another lost nation seeking to find something that really doesn't exist. Remember that perfect world? No violence, no wars, no insurrections. Oh, that's right. That was under Trump, not Biden. Oh, wait, under Biden, what has he done? Three wars already. This is great. We are closer to World War III right now than we have ever been. And nobody finds a problem with this. The lamestream media doesn't report it. So this is really a most horrendous time in America. And we, in November, must choose wisely. Because if we don't, we're dead. America will continue to die. Okay? There's a certain point in an existence of a democratic republic where they've given everything away. There's nothing left to keep them in power. So what are they trying to do now? They're going back to the student loan pool, which is really shallow now, and they want everybody in America to pay for those of us who now came out of college getting six-figure salaries, and they want us to pay for the loans. Well, here's a novel idea. Why don't we look at these billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar endowments from all these universities and what they're doing with them? Oh, that's right. We can't do that because we don't. Okay? We, for years, and I keep saying okay, and it's driving me nuts, but I know what I want to say, but I can't say it on the air. Okay? We have bid against our own interests. We got sold a bill of goods. We really did. We got sold a bill of goods. And we cannot survive as a nation any further. How many subsidies can you give out? How many mandates can you put into place before things fall apart? Oh, that's right. They're falling apart now. And let me go back to the beginning here. Our government is clearly corrupted. Not one of these morons ever calls out Hamas. And by the way, they committed a massacre on October 7th. Israel never invaded them. They never invited them in. They massacred people. And you know what? I want Israel to release that video. I want them to show that video to the world. Because I don't think the people realize what these animals did, what these dirtbags did. And by the way, yeah, I feel bad for the people in Gaza. But you know what? They voted for Hamas, they funded Hamas, and they let Hamas do what they were doing. So when you are, and we call that kind of, in the criminal justice system, that's conspiracy. When everybody in the car doesn't claim the gun, it's everybody's gun in the car. So when you kind of tell me that these people didn't want Hamas, I'm not buying it, folks. I'm not buying it because they knew where everything was. They really did. They knew exactly where they were building under the hospital. Don't tell me you build a tunnel system under a hospital, under schools, and store weapons in schools and hospitals, and no one knows about it, who were the people in Gaza. So what do you expect them to do? So they're defending themselves, folks. If, you know, if terrorists set up a camp, okay, in Minneapolis or in southern Canada on our border, and they kept lobbing missiles and killing our people, you think that we would stand there? Well, under Biden, we may stand there and do nothing. But I can tell you this much, under a real leader, that wouldn't go for about 30 seconds. And just go back to Kennedy. Remember when the Cuban crisis, the missile crisis, remember that? No, no Russian missiles in this hemisphere, right? And what did he do? He stood up for America when we were strong. And they backed down. They backed down and they took their missiles out of there. Okay? So if the adults in Congress don't come back soon, and they don't come back to the Senate, this country's done. And I keep saying it. You got to get rid of the top, and the bottom will fall. Okay? You don't take a building out from the bottom. You got to get rid of him. You know, and then you have dumb things like this that are going on. It just makes the world a more dangerous place. And I'll catch up with this in a little bit. But let me head over right now. You know, I got this great news flash from the White House. It said, Easter, take a break. Bring on the Transgender Day of Recognition and Visibility, direct from the White House. Well, that's great. That's fantastic. I know. It was on the same day every year. That's fantastic. However, here's the rub. And pay attention here, okay? You want to see how slimy they are? Pay attention. All that garbage about the Transgender Day of Visibility. By the way, you're talking about less than 1%. Of the population in this country. You would think that there were 150 million transgender people in the United States. Well, they're not. But they make it seem like that because that's an issue that they can talk about because they have nothing else to talk about in terms of successes of Joe Biden. I keep hearing there are so many successes we couldn't list them. How about just choose one? Tell me which one. So on the Spanish version of the White House feed, there was no mention whatsoever about the Transgender Day of Visibility crap. Why? Oh, gee. Oh, my goodness. You know why? Because, as they say, or as Joe Biden calls them, the tacos, okay, Hispanics do not, they're very traditional. They do not entertain things like changing kids' gender at 12 years old, okay? And now there's a new study that just came out that said it's like 2%. Left. This is incredible. And here's what happens. They grow out of it. You never had, did you have girls? When I went to school, you had a girl who acted like a boy. She was a tomboy. Okay? She didn't go out and whack off and put a tallywhacker on. No. She grew out of it. She became a beautiful woman. And if that's what she wants to be, that's fine. When you're an adult, choose to do whatever the hell you don't. You want to do that? Don't do that. I don't care. I really don't. But don't do it to kids. Because this is the selling point. It's not the kids. It's the parents. You can convince parents of anything if you're an idiot. And trust me, there's a lot of idiots out there. And when their kids grow up, they're like, why did they do this to me? Yeah, okay, now what? Now you can't reverse the changes that you destroyed this child. And that, to me, is child abuse. But last weekend, being Easter weekend, thank goodness, the moron in the White House, the American terrorist, as I'm going to begin to call him lately, you know, he's destroying America from within. It was the day of transgender visibility. Okay, so you couldn't draw religious symbols on the eggs for the kids. Okay, I'm confused. You're standing there in front of me and you're telling me transgender visibility, but you can't put a religious symbol. You know what? If you're offended by a religious symbol or if you're offended by religion, and you think that religion should be sequestered and shut down? Well, guess what? Leave the United States. We don't do that here. We were founded on religious freedom. Yes, and it is a Judeo-Christian society. But you know what? I don't have a problem with any other religion, nor should you. It's a religion, folks. Okay? Love the country and practice your religion. That's why we all got here. That's why we all came, because we want religious freedom. But we're not seeing that anymore. You know, we're slicing and dicing and putting people into little categories and boxes. That's what the Democrats are doing. Because quite frankly, if you're busy fighting with each other, you're not paying attention to what they're doing to destroy this country. And here's another one. Every other day they're coming up with something stupid, and there's no truth anymore. There is no truth. The objective reality is gone. So Karine Jean-Pierre, as I like to call her, Flopsy Mopsy, on Tuesday, she disgustingly, so disingenuous from that White House podium. I mean, just absurd. Such garbage that spews from her face. It's a national outrage. It's an embarrassment. So what happens is, I can see now, the American people should be paying attention now. We really got to start paying attention. When she starts to speak and tells me that the word bloodbath means something completely different when Joe Biden uses it, as opposed to the giant stink they just made about Donald Trump saying bloodbath in the auto industry. And of course, they cut out of text and they cut out of context and they took it from the videos and they cut the videos. Kind of like when they produced the January 6th crap, where when he said peacefully go to the Capitol, they cut out the word peacefully. Great idea, because the American people sucked it up. And the left went nuts. They said, oh my God, he sent them all there. Well, gee, this, when you are getting to the point when you have to go back to the January 6th garbage, you're proving that you're an imbecile and the nature of your argument is a failure. That's the bottom line. Quite frankly, there is not an argument. This is a dumb statement that she made. And it's so disingenuous. She said to the person who asked the question, I forgot, I think it was Peter Ducey who asked the question. She says, that's disingenuous by asking that question. Either the word means something or it doesn't mean something. It can't mean something in the same sentence, different words. The word is the word. That's it. It doesn't mean anything else. It's almost like Bill Clinton, remember, during the Monica Lewinsky deposition, can you define the word it? You know, give me a break, folks. We're not completely dumb. We did vote that way, but we're not completely dumb. Okay, this is the word. It carries a meaning. It carries a meaning within the sentence. And he used it exactly the same. But somehow or another, the butthead, she's okay with it when he uses it, because it's not Trump. It's the Trump derangement syndrome. Remember, just remember, the Democrats have the propensity to redefine words on the fly. Kind of like, remember, I know you guys forgot by now because America has a 15-second attention span, but words like inflation and recession, remember transient inflation? Well, that didn't transient anywhere, did it? And recession, 2 quarters of negative growth? No, we redefined that. Why? Because it needed to be redefined, otherwise we would be in a recession. And we can't have that under Joe Biden, right? Don't believe your eyes, believe our lying lies. So all these temporary things like recession, temporary recession, inflation, transient inflation, yeah, none of them were true. But the Democrats used them all the time. And that was the problem. It's like a government eclipse. They've all gone out of their minds. Now, this is another one. This is something I love this week. The hush case, the garbage case against Donald Trump that is coming in New York. As a criminal charge, no doubt. Isn't that amazing? So it's the New York injustice legal system. It's another garbage case against him with a judge by the name of Juan Marchand. Okay. His daughter raised $93 million based on her father being the judge in this particular case. She works for the Democrats. Okay. The family's basically getting rich off of this particular trial. And I'm really concerned that the New York bar doesn't look at this and say, wait a second, this is an appearance of impropriety. This is an appearance of a conflict. And that was always the standard. No, now it's not the standard in New York because it's Trump. There has to be a direct conflict. A direct conflict? Really? Well, how about all those other attorneys that got recused and all those other judges that got tossed off of cases? Again, if you cannot redefine the word, redefine the standard. Perfect. Beautiful. Works for us, right? So here we go. This would have been an immediate recusal under any real system of justice. But it wasn't. We're kidding. We really? No, I'm not kidding you. For 35 years of being an attorney, I've always been taught that the appearance of an impropriety is enough. That's it. However, somehow, they redefined that again. And the judicial system in New York, it's fun, right? It's become the mockery of the world. It's a scam right now. It's a sham operation. It's a complete disaster. And I don't think it's going to change anytime in New York, ever. Because the problem is that the people who are in power, they redefine the statutes. New York is as deep blue as deep. You cannot get any deeper than New York. You know, every year, Democrats, they toss their votes in the pot, and they count them all. And every year, some of the Democrats vote, and then some of the Republicans vote. And the Republicans have no chance of doing anything, ever, in New York, because it's out of control, just like the judicial system here. And that judicial system is unfortunately pointed at one guy. One guy, Donald Trump. It's the Trump derangement syndrome again. So the justice system in New York is done. It's finished. I'm really, honestly, I'm pretty much ashamed to be a part of it. And it's kind of like at some point you look at it and you say, you know what? This is not right. And anybody who has a brainstem can tell it's not right. But the demonstration of the lack of impartiality is so bizarre. It's so crazy. It's insane, quite frankly. But we keep going with it. Okay? The particular case with Judge Marchand is a fraud. It's a simple fraud. Okay? It's the system going after a particular person. No one's ever been charged like this before. It's the dumbest thing I've seen. But they're doing it. They're going full throttle, fast as they can go. And the fact that his daughter is raising that $93 million, that doesn't matter, right? The fact that, oh, wait, it doesn't matter. Perhaps I could hire my family as the jury, in fact. Why don't we look at that? Would that be a recusal? Nah, not under New York law currently. You could hire your family. Judge Marchand should put his family on the jury. This way we can have it all in-house. He can make it all. And you know what's amazing is the lamestream media like Communist News Network, MSNBC, Joy Reid, and I'm sure Rachel Maddow, that bobblehead, they all say he's attacking the judge's daughter. No, he's pointing out that someone's daughter is making $93 million being paid by Adam Schiff and working for the Democrats. That's not attacking anybody, okay? And trust me, when Donald Trump wants to attack you, he will attack you. But he's pointing out an obvious conflict. This is like the nose on the front of your face and denying it's there. So that doesn't constitute a fact anymore. I know it confuses the Democrats, but facts are facts. You know, you want to call it an attack? No. It's pointing out an obvious conflict of interest. But now they're coming along and they put a gag order on him. The National Republican nominee for president now has a gag order. Oh, this is just an amazing demonstration of, oh, what were they saying? Donald Trump is an attack on democracy. How much more of an attack on democracy can you have when you're trying to keep a candidate off the ballot, denying Kennedy Secret Service protection, knowing that his other two brothers were killed? I mean, what? The Kennedy family's had a hit target on them since. And he denies them Secret Service coverage. Why? Because he's picking up 10, 12, 14% of the Democratic vote? Oh, that's right. Win at any cost. Win at any cost. It's an outrage. It is an outrage. But the fact that they put a gag order on him for speech, this is the United States, folks. This is the United freaking States. This is not communist China. This is not North Korea. And it's not about Trump anymore, quite frankly. If they can silence him, they can silence everyone else without a doubt. That gag order impinges the First Amendment, the Fifth, and the Sixth Amendment of the Constitution. And I know that pesky document the Democrats complain about, it's an outdated, moated document, right? This is a complete perversion of justice, yet we're just flying with it. Right away, just keep going. And here we go. You couldn't wait for this one to come out. Yeah, I couldn't wait. The Hillary Clinton show. She was on late night TV this week. She doesn't just know when to shut her mouth, does she? She really does not. I look at this and I'm saying, this is a complete barn fire. And Biden's a dumpster fire, but she's a barn fire. What I find amazing about her is not one of these amazing experts that they can point to a single success in the Biden administration, not any of his policies, not his domestic policies, not his foreign policies. And by the way, folks, there go your gas prices again, right up. Oh, wait, does he have the strategic preserve to file it and just fill up the tanks before the election so the prices stay down? No, that's still absent. Oh, why? Because you use it last election to keep the prices down. Artificially, by the way, folks, if you don't understand what that is, look it up. It's the strategic reserve. Why? Why did they call it that? Oh, because it's supposed to be a reserve in case of an emergency. So we don't have that anymore. I guess the emergency was don't vote for Trump, vote for Biden. That was the emergency. You know, this country is gone. The leaders have just disregarded. And you know, and please don't tell me when you stand there, Hillary, and tell me inflation's down. You imbecile. You can't. You're a smart person. You're not a dumb person, but you're a liar. You're an absolute liar. When you stand there and tell me inflation is down, it's not down. It's up. It has been up since Biden got into office. It was down under Trump, next to nothing. But now, hey, and wait till they readjust the numbers again, because the numbers came out for employment this week, and they were very good. I think they were 300,000 plus for the economy. But let's find out and dig into those jobs once we figure out where those numbers really are. Is it all government jobs? Well, I'll bet you're going to find that it's really close to all government jobs. And you know what? It's amazing. Because if you double the price of everything and then you claim it dropped 10%, yeah, you could say it's a 10%. You could say, hey, it's 10% drop now, right? Hey, it's going down. No, it's 90% up. Is the glass 90% full or 90% empty? Well, it's 90% empty under Biden. So, listen, this is called spinning the truth, but it's so fast. It's a nuclear-powered centrifuge. That's what they're using to spin the truth. So, I just can't foresee that we are going anywhere unless people learn the truth. And we got to figure that out. You know, it's not as if the truth doesn't exist. It's that they don't tell you. So, you know what? We're going to take a short break here. Listen to some commercials, that's how we pay our bills, and then we'll jump right back into it. Don't miss this. Stand by.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio on this beautiful earthquake day. So right before the break, we were talking about true versus not true. What's truth? Well, here you go. Let me give you a truth on how San Francisco, and I can't believe these, if I didn't see it on several different news feeds and didn't actually see the videos, I would say it was a hoax. Well, it could be a hoax, could be a deep fake, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you anyway, because I think it actually is true, and that's the really sad part. It's just bizarre. So here it is. San Francisco, in the transit system, they have issued now paper cards to curb crime. All right? Paper cards. Let me get this straight. Put statements on it. It says, you got me. And I got you something which is useless
unless you're trying to cut the guy with a paper card. This is probably one of the most absurd things I have heard the progressive left ever put into play. I mean, my time on this earth is long and lengthy, and this has got to be one of the top three. This is the complete imbeciles in San Francisco who came up with this idea. Maybe they've eaten too many mushrooms or taken too much fentanyl, maybe too much other drugs. I don't know. They fried their brains completely if you're thinking that this is going to work. If you think that you're about to be assaulted and you give a guy a card that says, I got you, call this number, are you out of your freaking mind? What is wrong with these people? The fact that they shouldn't attack you on this card is going to stop them? This is pathetic, folks. I guess they've gone so far to the defund the police mood that they're going to give out these little cards. And they're not even cards. They're little pieces of paper. I have no words to describe how dumb this is and how ridiculous and how dangerous it is. Because I don't know if they just don't care. Or they're just out of touch with, listen, they redefine everything. Maybe crime is not crime anymore. I didn't get that memo, but that could be the next word they redefine. So when they redefined all the stats for the crimes and they required new reporting techniques, yeah, all the crime-ridden, rat-infested cities aren't reporting anymore because they don't have the new system set up. Isn't that beautiful? That's great. So here we go again, the Texas ping pong match. What's the Texas ping pong match? This is Texas versus the United States, the United States versus Texas. Texas wants to stop the invasion, and it is an invasion, folks. If you don't think 10.5 million people crossing the border and roughly 20 or 30,000 Chinese coming in, oh, yes, that's right. You probably didn't even hear that, right? Well, let me give you a little hint. The Chinese are coming over the border. Yeah, why? Well, let me explain it to you. Because they can. Because they can. Because the border is freaking wide open. You know that border that they told you for 3 years was closed? Well, I guess it's not really closed anymore. So here you go. In 2021, we had 342 Chinese citizens apprehended at the southern border. So that was 2021, excuse me. 2022, 1,987. 2023, 24,125. And so far in 24, 22,000. Is anyone seeing anything that could be wrong here? Is anybody getting a hint of stupidity going on? The border's wide open, and the Chinese are now sending their military workers here. They're now sending their people here. Because honestly, you don't just walk out of China and come to America. And by the way, these people are coming with little rolling bags and nice little, you know, they're all dressed up, nice jackets. They didn't travel, you know, across the land. They probably flew into Mexico right at the border and jumped over. Why? Why are they all coming here? That's interesting, isn't it? So under Joe Biden, what we've done is they are trying to literally stop Texas from stopping the invasion. I cannot believe that this is going on, but it is. So the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans took up the case. So this is the case where it was on again, off again, on again, off again. Because they put in what's called SB4, which basically gives them the ability to arrest you and prosecute you for an invasion. Okay? That's what it is. Okay? This is the government we elected under Joe Biden. They're fighting to have piles of people, undocumented, unvetted, criminal organizations setting up and living in this country and taking it over. Okay? We are turning into Venezuela. Yeah, it is. It's here. It's here now. And if you think the gangs are not smarter than Joe Biden, look at him. It's the CPAP face. So this is what we're fighting for right now in America. Our Department of Justice is fighting to let illegal gangs come to America and set up. This is great. This is absolutely great. Think about your country being run by gangs. I'm not talking about gangs of Democrats like we have now. At least we think we control them. Huh? So much for that. Think about it. Your country being run by tribal citizenship. This is great. Everybody fights everybody else. Who's the imbecile in charge? Oh, that's right. His administration has destroyed the part of the United States that was sane. Now we're flying them in from other countries. And I said this before. I cannot believe this. And that's illegal. That is 100% illegal. If I go down to the border and help someone come across the border and then go to take them back to New York, guess what? I'm arrested for trafficking. But yet our government's doing it all day long, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And we're paying for it. Isn't that beautiful? What a great plan. But this is not by chance. This is by design. And guess where they're flying the majority of these people? Florida and Texas. Yeah, directly in. And Florida and Texas have nothing to say about it. But they're going to sue, and it's going to get tied up in the Democratic courts, and it'll be there for years and years. And by that time, who knows? Maybe 30, 40, 50 million people will be here. That's fantastic. A new voter group, the illegals, the newcomers, right? But what about the clueless Republicans? Let's get into that for a second. The Republicans are the messaging disaster. They are the useless. They're like the appendix of the body. They're completely clueless, completely useless. They don't know how to handle this. So we as Americans have to step up. We're going to have to step up and handle it. Because the people we're putting in Washington in the Republican Party are useless. They don't know how to deal with the Democrats. The uni party, the one-minded party, the party that has the complete and utter attention of every member. They are a single-entity mind. And the Republicans can't agree on what day it is or what color the sky is or the grass. But it doesn't matter. Who cares, right? Because the Republicans, they like the Republicans there. Because they're the useless. They're like breasts on a bull. Let's put it that way. They're completely useless. But they don't seem to see anything wrong with this. And their messaging system sucks. I watched the guy today who's part of the RNC. And I got to tell you, I don't have a lot of faith in them. I really do not. The Democrats, on the other hand, are sneaky, devious, and they are worker bees. They get their people to the polls. They get the votes. And if they can't get the votes, they'll make them up. There's fraud all over the place. They got voters on the rolls that have been dead for 20 years. That's okay. They somehow amazingly vote. But when don't please when I die, don't let me vote Democrat. Please. That's all I ask of this country. So this week was great. I love this press conference where apparently the only person who cares for running the government is Donald Trump. That's the one thing I see. This guy actually cares about this country. Listen, I agree. His delivery sucks. The way he talks sometimes is really harsh. It's abrasive. And I get that. I really do. I understand that. But the guy's policies for America are number one. Biden doesn't have any policies. He doesn't even have... He can't even choose ice cream flavors. You know, it's ridiculous with respect to him. You know, apparently the only person who cares is Donald Trump, and he's running for president. Now, you could vote for Kennedy. He's a little off to the left. All right, a little left and left. But, you know, they claim this week that Joe Biden doesn't have any personal involvement in running the government. That was John Kirby, I think, said that at one point. That was great. That was, I guess, the slip. The fact that John Kirby came out on Tuesday and said that, you know, and here was the answer to the question about whether or not he has any concern about terrorist attack in the United States as a result of the open border. This was beautiful. You ready for this? This guy is as smooth as diarrhea. So he says, this is, I just am amazed. He says, we are doing everything they can do to prevent another terrorist attack. It's just an absolute lie. It's a bold-faced lie. It's not even an absolute. And if you don't recognize it, you might as well just live in a different planet because you're just so far detached from reality that it would be incredible for you to ever come back. So what would you do? The first thing that you would do if you were concerned about people who were terrorists coming into this country. Oh, wait, let me answer that for you because I can't see the hands raised in the back. You would close the door. I'll say it nicely. You would close the darn border. You would close the darn border. That's right. Wouldn't that be amazing? And then, you know what? You want to work on immigration? Fine. Let's get a real bill. Because you know what? They keep saying Donald Trump told him not to sign the immigration bill. It wasn't an immigration bill. It was a let's process them, get them out of the border, get them into the United States, and disperse them all over the place so that no one knows where they are. That's what that bill was. They didn't want more border agents. They didn't want more border security. They didn't want a border wall. No, they wanted babysitters, and they wanted people to disperse the rest of them throughout the country so no one saw what was going on. That's what that bill was. And the fact that they denied that bill and didn't put it forth was great, because it was another one of those. Remember the Inflation Reduction Act that drove inflation up? Yeah, another one. Let's redefine that word while we're at it. You know, it was a bold-faced lie, and it was absolutely ridiculous to try to come out and say that. You know, just you might as well go out and become a victim of crime now, because you'll save yourself time, because that's what's going to happen. This country is being taken over by the elite imbeciles running it. Who are we letting in, the criminals who offended over and over again? In fact, there was a guy recently who just killed someone. He was deported under Trump and let back in under Biden. Fantastic. Good idea. Sue the Biden administration for the death. I think that's what has, we have to start clogging up the courts with lawsuits against the administration for direct result of their actions. But that'll never happen. That will never happen. Okay? It's the salt of the American public. We have to think that way. We really do. We have to realize what's happening. We have to understand what they're telling us and then see the reality of what's actually going on. Because it's getting dangerous here in the United States. It's been getting that way for a while, but now we're seeing the result. You cannot have 10.5 million people come into this country and not have criminals involved. This is what's amazing to me is we are spending billions and billions of dollars defending other nations, their sovereignty, their borders, and yet we don't fight against our own border being invaded. That to me is a disgrace. This is we allow these people to invade the United States and we assist them. Biden administration is direct under the direct tutelage of Joe Biden's policies. We are assisting dispersing them. We cannot sustain it. America's dying here. Okay? And here's another bing bango for your edification. All right? Joe Biden called the World Health Organization the kitchen disaster this week, where 8 workers were killed. That they were killed in Gaza because of a Hamas. This was because of a Hamas invasion of Israel. And what does Israel have to do to protect themselves? They have to wipe out the people who massacred their people. So you know what? Here's the deal. It wasn't caused by Israel. It was caused by Hamas. And the fact that he keeps saying, and this drives me nuts, he keeps saying that they're going over the top, Israel. They're over the top. They need to pay attention. They need to be careful in Gaza. No. Hamas needs to let almost 99, we're not talking about the right thing, and this is what drives me nuts in this country. We are talking about the protective actions that Israel is taking in Gaza to get rid of the people who massacred their country. And yet no one's talking about the 99 hostages that Hamas still has. You want to end this crap? You want to protect the people of Gaza? Hello. Tell Hamas, lay down your weapons. Tell us where all the crap is and give back the 99 hostages. I bet 5 minutes after that happens, Israel stops. But we're not talking about that, are we? And that's why these imbeciles, Cori Bush, AOC, Jamal Bowman, they can't understand it because they're so wrapped up in their ideological stupidity. They don't understand. And it's just as infuriating to me. And I hope it's infuriating to you. Okay? This is basically, you cannot look at this situation and isolate it as two different incidents. You can't. Yet Tony Blinken calls for immediate ceasefire. How stupid is he? How dumb is he? How about you want to open your mouth, you imbecile? You're the Secretary of State of the United States of America, or the divided states of America at this point, and you dare turn around and tell a sovereign nation, I'm calling for an immediate ceasefire, instead of saying Hamas released the hostages? And by the way, folks, we still have American hostages there. I know the media is not telling you, and I know no one's talking about it, but I am, because I'm going to give you the real deal. This is absurd. You want to talk about release the hostages, lay down your arms, and we'll stop. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's the deal. And Biden keeps talking about two-state solution? Yeah. Michigan And Chicago, what? What is he talking about? Two-state solution. Minneapolis and Michigan? Yeah, he's an imbecile. He has no idea what he's talking about. Every foreign decision, every foreign policy he's ever stated was wrong. So he gets up there, and here's the other thing, is I'm really getting tired of Kamala Harris with her cackling. She is an absurd piece of work. Okay? She is bought and paid for. Remember she said Biden was bought and paid for by the Chinese on the debate stage? And now they're best buds. Isn't that great, the bizarro world? All right? So now Biden doesn't call police officer John Diller's family. Doesn't. He calls Mayor Adams. And how about, did he call the family of Lake and Riley? What? Where is the consoler-in-chief? Remember all that? He's the guy with the heart, right? Right. Hillary Clinton said he's the guy with the heart. I don't think it's working. He may have it. It might be at home next to his bed, his nightstand. But thank goodness. Thank goodness. You know, I'm so glad our government is focusing on all the great things that need to be. They have finally appointed a DEI officer after over a year of a vacancy. Oh, my God. Forget about the crime. Forget about everything else. Forget about the people still stuck in Afghanistan. Forget about Americans stuck in Haiti. Thank goodness they're on top of the DEI. Well, folks, DEI needs to die. That's my concept. The rest of the imbecile policies of this administration. Listen, November 5th, 2024, we got to change course. We're on a crash course right now, crash and burn course, straight ahead into the wall. We will devastate ourselves further. We got to turn this around. There's really no option here. If we don't turn it around, it's done. Okay? What do you think $83 million could do for the homeless veterans? You think that could help any of them? No. Instead, it's going for this DEI crap. And what is DEI? What does that mean? Oh, wait. Diversion, equity, inclusion? Diversity, equity, inclusion? Or is it, give me $83 million and I'll tell you later. Yeah, that's more like it. Because remember something, equity means that I'm going to slow down the high achievers so that the dumb guys can catch up. Does that seem like a great plan to you to advance America and advance our technologies and our companies and our businesses? Would you like to put that into your business? How's that? Let's hold back the smart people and bring on the dumb people so they can catch up. How about you let the smart people go ahead and we give the dumb people some extra help, the people who aren't getting it? Oh, that isn't equity. That's not equity. That's making them feel bad because they need the extra help. No, we're not all the same. We are not all the same. Okay? We are different. We have different strengths. We have different, you know, why are there not more white guys in the NBA? Because they're not as good. It's very simple. But wait a second. Are we going to now put 50% of the white guys? And where are the Asians in the NBA? Okay. We don't have any of those. Okay. And what about the little people? Why aren't they represented in the NBA? Because it makes no sense, right? But why does it make sense somewhere else? Because it doesn't. Because you tell me it makes sense? No, that's just dumb. That's just dumb. It's more of a slush fund for the government to use to pay off their people, to pay off their buddies who donate to them so that they can spend. You know, if you turned around and said you spent $100 million to get a job that pays you $100,000, the IRS would be up your wazoo in about 20 minutes with a stethoscope. Okay? But somehow or another, we're okay with this. And here's the real deal. This came to me this week. When the left pushes this DIE stuff, and all this garbage about let's get the minorities advanced. Are they saying, this is what they're really saying, I should say. Here's the real deal. This is what the left progressive imbeciles think of minorities. You want the real truth? Listen to this. The left progressives are not protecting minorities. These lefty loons, they think minorities are stupid. They think they're less competent. And they cannot achieve what others can. They want minorities to be shoved ahead. But not based on their equal intellect, not their abilities, not their occasion. No. All they should do is just be pushed ahead because the progressive left thinks that they're stupid. That's what the progressive left is saying. And don't think it's any different. Because you know what? Everybody who I've ever known who was a minority, when they apply themselves, just like everybody else, they achieve. There's no difference. So the left can stop this garbage, but you know what? It sounds great on a postcard. It sounds great when you're raising money for the DNC. But the reality is, they think you're dumb. They think you're dumb. And you know what? You know what Trump says? And I know people are going crazy on the left right now. You know what Trump says? Give them the opportunity. Give them the help. Don't give it to them. That's the difference. Okay? So, listen. This Biden was wrong 3.5 years ago. He's pathetically wrong now. You know, talk about pathetic government. Here you go. Here's another example of the Biden administration and the geniuses at the EPA. The EPA never declared a public emergency in East Palestine. You know the place that got polluted by that toxic spill from the train? Oh, yeah. No, no one's ever been fired for this. No one's ever been disciplined. There hasn't been any curative actions taken. This is bizarre. Yeah, you America, you voted for this imbecile. You voted for these people. Think about it for a second. Okay? He's destroying the concept of America and the society, the family structure, and bringing disease and crime, literally flying it into your neighborhood. So no public health emergency declared by Biden, nor the EPA. Pathetically defective. This is just amazing. But yet they're worried about racist highways when they can't do their most basic duties. It's amazing. I just can't wait for November 5th at this point. You know, and now they're trying to, by the way, women, they are going to obliterate women's sports right now, the Biden administration. And they just held off until after the election. Why? Because their plan is too obvious and people will catch on. So now what they're going to do is they're going to wait till after the election to bring it on. So what am I talking about? They want to basically mandate that transgender people can play in women's sports. So you know what? I really want to go see a guy play women's tennis. That's an address. That's what I really wanted to do my entire life. I'm waiting for that before I can die. To go see a guy running around in a tennis skirt playing women's tennis. So you're going to have the same problem that you had in swimming, where men are built differently. You can say anything you want. You can call it 52 different generations and variations, 31 different Baskin-Robbins flavors of people. But the reality is, there's two genders, folks. There's men and there's women, and they're built differently. Their physical structures are different. And if they're going to do this, they're going to do it after the election. So be careful. Be careful. Vote for them. Vote for that. Take it out all of your girls' sports. They'll all be conquered by men. Great idea, isn't it? So now here we go. Here's another issue again that's going on again this week. And it's amazing. It breaks my heart to see that we are this dumb of a nation, that we continue to do this. Do you realize that illegal aliens who go to our schools have vaccination waivers? These invaders get vaccination waivers for their kids that are piling into your schools right now. And they're bringing such diseases as tuberculosis, measles. We're overrun. We're being overrun by our own government right now. This is a pathetic excuse for a government. Currently, there's no screening for these diseases. At the border? No. But try to put your kid in school without having vaccinations? Guess what? He's not getting in. So now they're bringing back all of the diseases that were under control in the United States. This is fantastic. Thank you very much, Joe Biden and the newcomers. So they're now invading our diseases. They're bringing in new stuff. The stuff that we had eradicated years ago, now it's back. Why? Because we're too stupid to screen them at the border when we just let them in. That's great. And we're flying them in from all over now. Put another $500,000 on that tab. This is not only a national health crisis. It's a national security crisis. If I'm a brilliant guy, okay, I send in some diseases that we can't cure, that we don't have effective protection against. And we're going right back. Did we not just go through the COVID-19 garbage, or did I miss that? Did I dream that, perhaps? Do we still have our eyes closed? Tuberculosis, 10 to 20% of the latent tuberculosis infections are coming in with illegal invaders. What are we doing? What are we doing? I mean, this is an act of bioterrorism against our communities and against our country by our own government. And we're sitting here and we're talking about it and nobody's doing anything about it. Again, where are the useless, spineless Republicans? Why are they not at the top of their lungs yelling and screaming, passing legislation? They barely can control their own house, let alone anything else. You know, try to send your kids to school without vaccinations. They don't get in. But the waivers have been issued for the federal government, for the invaders. Thank you very much. If this weren't so freaking stupid, it would be laughable. This is just amazing. This is just our busy, busy government doing dumb things. Maybe if they weren't so busy with the transgender garbage, maybe they would be taking care of the health problems in the country. Don't even get me started on the healthcare system. The healthcare system in this country has gone down the toilet. It's not only outrageously expensive in the country, except if you're an illegal invader, then you get it for free. Someone get out your calculators and start, let's figure in this out right now. Because you know what? Don't wait for the government. Now, here's another problem I'm having this week. Another one. And I know we're getting close. Artificial intelligence. Fake news begins. Throttle up for the 2024 election. This is a devastating mistake we're about to make, and we'll be paying for it for the rest of our lives. I did a search. I asked whether or not Judge Marchan, Juan Marchan, is a Democrat. And here's the response I got from Microsoft's co-pilot AI. Judge Marchan, Miguel Marchan, the follows, you will not believe it. Judge Marchan, political affiliation is uncertain at the moment. During the 2020 presidential campaign, records revealed that he donated a total of $35 to Democrat causes, $15 to President Biden's campaign, $10 to a group called Progressive Turnout Project, and another group called Stop Republicans. But they're unsure what his affiliation is in the AI engine. Okay, do we get that yet? And by the way, before we end, I just had to hit Mayor Adams. You're an imbecile. You're pathetic. You dolt. You talk about people coming in. Governor of Texas was in to New York, Governor Abbott, and he says that he'll give him a free night in a homeless shelter, in an invader shelter or illegal alien shelter. By the way, there is no paid nights. They're all free. Nobody there pays a dime. And in fact, they get more in compensation per month, $1,400, than our veterans get at $1,200. Okay? This is a real rat-infested sewer called New York City. And let me edumacate this moron. Okay? He doesn't back the police, who are trying to keep the city out of chaos. He's allowed New York City to release dangerous gun-toting thugs who've killed Americans all over the place. And this moron gets up and he's complaining and saying that Governor Abbott created the problem in Manhattan, in New York. By the way, Mayor Adams, it's your President Biden, the guy who you insanity personified. Okay? 40 cities on taxpayers' dime, flying them all over the place. The 2020 product, fake news. You know, we got to stop this now. This country is dying. There's very little time left now. If we don't change it, if we don't get rid of Biden and put Trump in there, we're done. We need to take back control of our cities and our communities and make them safe. It's too late, maybe, unless we step up. You know, we just cannot continue to go with people like Mayor Adams who just destroy things, anything they touch, and then blame it on somebody else, which is amazing to me. The guy's a liar from day one he walked into office. That's sad. But anyway, you've been listening to Bite of Reality. I appreciate everyone coming. I want you guys to have a phenomenal week. Enjoy, and I hope you learn something on my program. Thanks for listening. This is Mark the Shark out.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.